As I mentioned before, each week we're having a testimony, and today we're blessed because Mr. Ray Martin will share his. Let's give him a little hand clap as he comes forward. A quick note, Ray has been a part of this service since it began, since the very beginning. Anybody else out there has a history like that? Oh, Kevin. All right. Good. All right, here you go, Ray. Come up here and stand.
Just want to make sure the mic still worked after all that wind. Some of you might have known that I used to be a politician. And the scariest thing you can do is hang a politician a mic. A few weeks ago, William asked people to do this. And I said I would. And so over the last 2 weeks, I've been writing this. And this is about the 12th draft. And so it starts out like this. I have to hold it up because this is too far down for me. Have you heard? They're starting a new contemporary service at First United. Thank you, William. I hope you'll continue to do that after I get done with this. They're starting a new contemporary service here at the United Methodist Church in First Cary. It's going to be during the 11 o'clock hour. Now, you got to remember, this was 15 years ago. You know, with a rock band leading the singing, Rick Wilson was going to be doing the preaching. A new girl named Stephanie was going to lead the singing. There'll be no books. There'll be no preset prayers. The families will stay together during the whole service. We need somebody to do the audiovisual. We're projecting the song woods. We're going to be using PowerPoint. Don't you know something about PowerPoint? You know anybody that could help? This is how I was introduced to Celebration Service 15 years ago, and I said yes. A new phase of my spiritual life was going to be starting. At least I thought it was a new phase, but in actuality, it was an old phase. God was bringing me back to a time of my life when I was young. You see, when I was a junior in high school, I attended a revival in my church. I was asked by the minister to ride with the visiting minister to make sure he didn't get lost through the closing picnic that we were having across town. On the way there, the visiting minister asked me, did I believe? I said, yes. Then he asked, are you baptized? Not yet. Of course, this visiting minister wasn't the kind of person to ask take that question lightly. He just said, why not now? And I didn't have an answer. So he turned the car around. We didn't have cell phones back in that time of the year. And I was baptized then and there. So that was my start of my Christian walk. Some years later, I was studying electronics up in Great Lakes, Illinois. And I went to a contemporary service. While I was there, I met a young lady. And yes, God does have a way, gentlemen, to find a mate for you at a Christian service. But unfortunately, I also found out that the senior chief who was in charge of my electronics school had a daughter who went to the same church. And he found out that I was dating his daughter. And no, that wasn't going to be my path for electronics or his daughter. So God does have humor, too. So in addition to that, Jesus has a way of making a path very clear and very straight. Some years later, I was down in Norfolk, Virginia, and I used to go to the USO because they had a flag football team, I should say. So I'd like you to listen to this path. It's kind of interesting. This is how I met my wife of 42 years. First, I was playing on this football team in Greater Norfolk area, and there was a lot of girls that hung around the team, and I met one, and we started dating. I went to her house for supper one night, and her mother invited me to their church. I thought that was a pretty good idea, so I went to church with them that day. That Sunday, it was kind of interesting. There was a nice-looking young lady who sang a solo, and I thought she was good-looking enough, so I was going to find out who she was. So I joined the choir that following Wednesday. And I went to choir practice the following Wednesday night. Surprise, surprise, she was getting married the following Saturday. And yes, God does have a sense of humor. But that same night, there was this beautiful old lady sitting in the front row of that choir practice that had an angel voice. And I was sitting in the back row of the back with a bass set, and there was a gentleman about my age now. And I said, well, who's the old lady in the front row with the angel voice? And somehow, she did have good hearing then, too. At the end of the choir practice, she comes up behind me and him and slams our head together. And she says, I'm not old. On our third date, I proposed to marry her. And we've been together for 42 years plus. I don't know if we'll stay together because I now rely upon her doing all the driving. That can be another God moment, too. So as I make this short story long, like a longer story short, I guess it is. We've been married for 41 years, and it's been an up and down battle. You see, God has led me to the contemporary services, and here at FUMC, these 15 years have gone by quickly. I've met new friends. I've seen old friends move on. I've seen very weak Sunday services, attendance, and I've seen some standing room only services. But now I'd like to relate the house celebration has helped affected my family and my walk so far. It's been a truly scary walk. There have been one change after another, one unexpected change after another. We both changed our jobs, my wife and I. I've had open heart surgery while I've attended this service. My wife had breast cancer and we've overcome it. We've had legal battles. We've had bankruptcies. I've ran for local, state, white offices, on political campaigns. My children have graduated. They've both gone to college. They both have new jobs. They both started new lives. One got married. We had our first God-given bonus grandchild. And God was very blessed in that because she taught me how to be a grandfather. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to be a full-time grandfather with our second granddaughter, Riley. And I'm not supposed to mention this. Seems like I'm going to be a third grandfather in a couple of months, too. So here comes the diapers and the child-proofing again of our house. And Jared, my son, just recently graduated from college again. So a lot of good blessings there. But in addition to that, celebrations have given me other blessings. My daughter sang up here with CFS for a long time. And that was a real good blessing to see. My son sits back there in the back row with me many a time at celebration. I've been asked by my friend Colin up here to help serve celebrations communion service, and I've served communion to you and my family many times, and that truly has been a blessing to me. William up here got me involved with the Emmaus walk. Sometimes you see my cross underneath my shirt, and it just basically says, Christ is counting on you. I've actually shared a children's moment, which has been one of the things I've always wanted to do, and some of you saw me up here a couple weeks ago doing that, especially with the lay leader and that mean little Willie kid. Who makes a great paper airplane, I found out. I've shared moments of wisdom about marriage with our pastor and guided him to what husbands make dumb mistakes. And we have made some dumb mistakes together. And now that he's getting ready to retire, I hope to look forward to our time together as retired people. I've shaken the hands of a lot of old and new friends here in celebration, new brothers and sisters in Christ, and hugged a lot of kids. And that's really important. To hug kids. I've enjoyed a lot of fine snacks, and I've really been amazed every time I look at the snack table over there, God has told me there's no calories on this table. And to enjoy the coffee in the back and the biscuits. And this morning I came in here and I was looking forward to my biscuit, and I walked over there and the tray was empty. But there was a few crumbs there, and God does allow crumbs to be good. So I picked up the tray and I walked back over here, and Otis was sitting over here at that time resting. I handed him the tray and I said, well, at least I got some crumbs. He says, no, you didn't. God provided a whole new tray. So he brought a whole new tray out here. So I did get to my biscuit this morning. So over the last few months, though, my health has been failing. God found me another thing to challenge me with. And the doctors have been making me a nice test vial, giving me medication. No, that's too strong. Let's try something different. But he's blessed me also because of my pastor and my friend has taught me there are 365 ways to say fear not in the Bible. And each one makes another new day. So as I leave here, I want to leave you with one thought. Fear not where celebration is headed. Rejoice at it, look at it, and wonder what our God has planned for us in the future. It might not be called celebration. It might be called something else. Look where we've been for 15 years. Look what we've lived through in 15 years. I'm kind of scared of what he's got planned for us for the next 15 years. And if you really want to get an interesting look, walk to the end of the building, walk up to the second floor, look out those far windows and see what they've done in just a couple weeks and what we're going to be doing in the future. I also have a blessing too. I sit in my chair at my house and I watch my granddaughter head off down the hallway. And I watch my son-in-law, who I didn't have a few years back, chase after her. Then I see my daughter chase after her, and my granddaughter is still in the lead. Then my son goes after her, then my wife goes after her. And I keep thinking, well, pretty soon, I'll be chasing her. No, I'm going to stay in my chair, because one of them's going to catch her. But God has an interesting way. He's always going to be there for us. He's been there for me. He'll be there for you. Thank you so very much, and God bless.
Love you, brother.
Good job, brother.
Love you.
Thank you so much, Ray.